This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Economics can play a role in the decision to have a child. In states that can now enforce their bans on abortion, a person seeking the procedure may have to pay the costs of travel to other states, costs they may not be able to bear. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Last year, Allison Folber of Goodlettsville, Tennessee, learned late in the first trimester that her unborn child had no skull, but her obstetrician couldn't do an abortion. It was considered elective. Planned Parenthood in Nashville couldn't either, so she had to book a flight to Atlanta.
As I was, doing the logistics for this termination for the abortion, I constantly was like, what if I didn't have the money?
$700 for a last-minute flight, nearly that much for a couple nights in a hotel. Add in the cost of the abortion not covered by insurance, she was well over $2,000. Plus, she had help, a sister flying in from Seattle to watch her one-year-old so her partner could travel with her.
What if I didn't have a family member? What if I didn't have a supportive family member?
And as a marketing executive, she had as much paid time off as she needed. Folber realized she faced these challenges from a perch of privilege.
It actually hit me before I even got on the plane.
People have already had to travel across state lines for an abortion in places like Tennessee that have many restrictions to access. But now with an all-out ban, abortion rights advocates here and other abortion ban states have spun up what they call navigator programs, essentially travel agents for those in need of options. They link pregnant people with providers in other states and raise money to pay travel costs. Dr. Edward Hills says the alternative for his patients is trying something potentially dangerous on their own.
We're very fearful about that. The sky is falling.
But he adds that abortion has always cost most women something. Hills leads the OBGYN program at Meharry Medical College, a historically black school, and many of his patients are low income.
Even though people are poor, when it comes to these kind of decisions, money comes from somewhere.
In the court case that overturned Roe v. Wade, more than 100 economists and researchers submitted a friend of the court brief. They cited studies showing delayed motherhood makes women more likely to finish college and land a professional career. Ashley Cofield leads Planned Parenthood of Tennessee and North Mississippi.
We know when somebody is forced to give birth when they're not ready, that it can just devastate their educational opportunities, their economic and job opportunities, and that gets passed on for generations.
She says that's why her Planned Parenthood is putting all its effort into fundraising and paying the way for women in need. But there's already a public effort to throw up roadblocks. Anti-abortion activists here say their next legislative fight is trying to limit abortions across state lines. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.